Kenya cuts stablecoin capital rule 40%, hands central bank kill switch. Kenya has lowered the minimum capital required to issue a stablecoin by 40%, dropping the threshold to 300 million shillings, while granting its central bank broad authority to restrict, suspend, or delist stablecoins from local platforms. The change was reported on July 29, 2026, via CoinMarketCap, and it sets a clear direction: make issuance cheaper, but keep a hand on the shutoff valve. The two moves point in opposite directions on purpose. Cutting the capital floor invites more issuers to apply, handing the Central Bank of Kenya (CBK) discretion to pull a token from local platforms tells those same issuers who stays in control after they arrive. The capital cut lowers the barrier to entry. At roughly 300 million shillings, the new minimum sits about 40% below the prior floor. For a would-be issuer, that is the difference between locking up a large reserve of working capital before a single token circulates and reaching the market with less upfront strain. Capital requirements are the traditional gate for payment and deposit-taking businesses. A high floor filters out undercapitalized entrants, but also slows competition and can push activity offshore, where Kenyan users transact in dollar peg tokens over apps their own regulator does not oversee. Kenya's mobile money penetration is among the highest in the world through M-Pesa, so demand for digital dollar rails already exists whether or not local issuers serve it. A lower bar is an attempt to bring that activity onshore rather than seed it. The trade-off is real. Capital buffers exist to absorb losses and back redemptions. A thinner reserve requirement can leave a stablecoin more exposed if holders rush to redeem at once, the failure mode that turns a peg into a run. Kenya appears to be betting that supervisory control matters more than a fat capital cushion for managing that risk. The central bank keeps a kill switch. That is where the second half of the change comes in. The CBK now has explicit power to restrict, suspend, or delist stablecoins from local platforms. In practice, a token that loses its peg, fails an audit, or is tied to an issuer the regulator distrusts can be cut off from Kenyan exchanges and payment providers without waiting for a court process. For users, that discretion is double-edged. It can protect holders by yanking a failing token before losses spread. It can also strand balances if a stablecoin gets delisted while people are still holding it on local rails. Anyone treating a stablecoin as a savings or payment instrument in Kenya now carries a regulatory variable on top of the usual peg and issuer risk. The design mirrors a pattern spreading across emerging markets. Welcome stablecoins as a payment technology, but keep the central bank able to intervene fast. It is the same instinct behind licensing regimes in Asia, where South Korea is drafting its own stablecoin law, and other governments are moving to define who may issue a token and under what conditions. The balance now falls on users. Stablecoins have become the workhorse of crypto payments, precisely because they hold a fixed value while settling in seconds. That is what makes them useful for remittances, cross-border trade, and the stablecoin spending cards that let people spend USDC or USDT balances at the point of sale. When a government sets the rules for who may issue one, it shapes which tokens survive locally and which get pushed out. The counterparty question sits underneath all of it. A stablecoin is only as sound as the reserves behind it and the issuer holding them. Lowering the capital requirement shifts more of the safety burden onto supervision and disclosure rather than a pre-funded buffer. Users end up trusting the regulator's willingness to act quickly, not just the issuer's balance sheet. And that trust is now backed by a delisting power that can move faster than any redemption queue. For the broader market, Kenya is a signal about how mid-sized economies with heavy digital payment use plan to handle dollar peg tokens. Cheaper to issue, easier to remove. That combination will likely reappear as more countries write stablecoin rules through the rest of 2026.